We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Tom Gobbler. It's Friday, February 13th, 2026, the day before Valentine's Day, and... What's this?
Who are you? I'm Carl Turkey. You're like me? Are you a turkey too?
Of course I'm a turkey. What do I look like? A pigeon?
No, of course not. Your waddle is so great. So brightly colored. You're beautiful.
Thank you. I'm aware. I take care of myself.
Are you real? I've never seen a turkey before with my same passion for radio journalism.
As real as you are, you love the radio, you love PGU.
Well, yeah. They keep trying to kick me out of here, though. I don't think they like having turkeys in the studio.
Not even a turkey with fine caruncles like yours? I think they wouldn't know what's good if it broke in and beat them upside the head. You deserve better than them. You want to get out of here?
I'd love to. Come on up.
From WPGU News... Wait, why is there a bobsled crash through the wall? Anyway, from WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Friday, February 13th, 2026. Starting off globally, today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. First, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi testified before the House Judiciary Committee Wednesday. Bondi clashed with Democratic representatives over the Trump administration's handling of the Epstein files in one of the most heated congressional hearings thus far. Next, thousands of people gathered in Melbourne yesterday to protest Israeli President Isaac Herzog's visit to Australia. This is due to claims that Herzog and top Israeli officials incited genocidal acts in Gaza, which were supported by a United Nations inquiry. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese invited Herzog following the Bondi Beach shooting on December 14th. In Bangladesh, polls opened countrywide yesterday for the first parliamentary election since the Gen Z-led uprising ousted former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in 2024. Next, some updates from the 2026 Winter Olympics in Milan Cortina. Norway leads with 7 gold medals, France takes the gold medal in figure skating ice dance, and National Hockey League players return to the Winter Olympics for the first time in 12 years. Lastly, Puerto Rican singer Bad Bunny headlined the Super Bowl halftime show Sunday, marking the first Super Bowl performance done entirely in Spanish. During the performance, Bad Bunny showcased messages of love, unity, and Puerto Rican pride. Moving more locally, here's your weekend forecast for Champaign-Urbana from the National Weather Service. We kick off the weekend today with a burst of sunshine, a high near 54 degrees, and the overnight low dipping around 28 degrees. On Valentine's Day, expect a mix of sun and clouds, with a high around 47 degrees and a low near 32 degrees. It's cool, calm, and dry, perfect for a cozy morning stroll or an afternoon adventure. Sunday turns up the heat for February. We'll see mostly sunny skies with a high near 59 degrees and another chilly overnight low near 29 degrees. As for precipitation this weekend, there's not a drop in sight, so get your shades ready and have a great weekend. Looking now to events this weekend, the Urbana Free Library is hosting its monthly Postmarket Urbana Showcase tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. Each month, Postmarket Urbana highlights different themes, including cultural celebrations, printmaking, theater arts, recycled art, and dance. The event will include Lunar New Year crafts and performances, art shows, a poetry-themed scavenger hunt, and more. For those wanting something a bit more musical, local band Brainsex will be releasing their first EP titled Foreplay with a local house show in Urbana to support the release today. WPGU News correspondent Kelly Sliwa met with the band to discuss the EP and the impact of performing in the Champaign-Urbana area. Sliwa spoke with guitarist Addy Alkis about the EP, which will consist of 5 original tracks from the band.
This group has been together for a year. I think getting a EP together after this short time is pretty great. I mean, you know, we're a really diverse group of musicians, and I think the reason why this EP is so, like, cool is because I can really hear everybody in it.
Guitarist and vocalist Madison McNamee commented on how special it is to have a community in CU to support the band.
The scene here is like a gem, almost. It's like a needle in a haystack. You know, moving here, you don't realize just how big the scene is. And it's just such a, it's a great scene to be in. Because everybody wants to be a part of something bigger and be in a space where you can enjoy music. I don't really think you can find that in another place that's not Champaign Urbana.
The EP is available on all streaming platforms. As for events coming next week, do you want to visit the 16th U.S. President for this year's President's Day? Here's your chance to meet Abraham Lincoln, free of charge and no registration. The Museum of the Grand Prairie and Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve's joint efforts help provide this learning event for all. Use this opportunity to learn his story, ask questions, and get good photo shoots. The meet and greet is this Monday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Museum of the Grand Prairie. Children must be accompanied by an adult. Bring your family out to spend the President's Day greeting a president. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Mac Jones, Zaina Qureshi, Madison Magnus, Kelly Sliwa, and Zhao Lin Liu. That's all for today. From WPGU News, this has been Gavin Westlake.